4 years, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto has championed the cause of climate change. At the same time, he's been silent on the fracking boom. For State Impact Pennsylvania, Reed Frazier reports Peduto kicked over a hornet's nest by speaking out against the petrochemical industry.
Bill Peduto became Twitter famous a couple years ago when he sparred with President Trump for pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. He drew attention again recently at a climate change conference in Pittsburgh when he said this to a crowd of activists.
I oppose any additional petrochemical companies coming to Western Pennsylvania.
Peduto was disturbed by news that ExxonMobil is looking at building a large plastics plant in nearby Beaver County. Shell is spending $6 billion to build a plant in that county to make plastic out of the region's natural gas, and others are being proposed in Ohio and West Virginia. Peduto is worried these plants will pollute the region's steadily improving air, and thinks this could scare off new investment from other industries, like tech.
I talk with business executives every week, people from around the country and from around the world. And what they say is very clear. Clean your air. Clean your water.
Peduto's comments have sparked criticism. Radio host Marty Griffin blasted them on his widely heard talk show on KDKA.
What's your replacement, sir? We gonna plant trees? Paper airplanes? No? Recycling? Manure fields? What's your plan to replace billions of dollars in jobs, sir? Huh?
The strong reaction was shared by Griffin's guest, Allegheny County Executive Ritz Fitzgerald, who said fracking is helping the region avoid the bad old days of industrial decline.
For 30 years after we lost the steel industry, parents were resigned to the fact that when their kids grew up here, they were going to leave for other opportunities. For the last 12 years, that has changed.
As mayor of Pittsburgh, Peduto has no say on what happens outside the city. And in response to his comments, more than 20 elected leaders from surrounding counties recently signed a letter supporting petrochemicals. The industry also has support from trade unions, whose members include many of the 6,000 people currently building Shell's plant. Jeff Novers of the Western Pennsylvania Builders Guild says the region needs more than just the tech jobs Peduto's so worried about. He admits climate change and air pollution are problems.
But you don't address the issue by saying, let's close down all exploration and capture of the gas that we have here. And let's shut down the petrochemical industry. And let's shut down all manufacturing. I mean, it's just not a feasible thing to do.
But Peduto's comments brought joy to local environmentalists. Matt Mahalik with the Breathe Project says other politicians in the region have criticized the petrochemical industry. But he says the impact of comments from Peduto, more or less a household name in Western Pennsylvania, is a shot in the arm to those questioning petrochemicals.
We've been looking for support for a long time to raise the visibility of some of the risks of petrochemical development.
Those risks? They're real, says Karen Clay of Carnegie Mellon University.
I mean, you really are trading off jobs for lives, right? And people always hate it when I say that.
Clay is an environmental economist and historian. She says large chemical plants emit pollution that causes cancer and can form harmful particles known to cause heart and lung disease. Given the region's industrial past, she says, this is a calculus its leaders should consider.
Because I think sometimes people are like, well, but we're creating jobs, as if the jobs were free. the jobs are not free.
Peduto says he wants to convene a small group on the issue with people from various sides of the debate. He'd like to bring the discussion to the broader public to talk about questions he wishes were asked before the fracking boom began. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.